The mind can be a trickster. Can the body be a trickster too? In the strict sense of the word, the body is just, how do you say, it's just a lump of flesh. The 32 parts, hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin. It's as if there are the elements of earth, water, air, fire. These are just physical elements. Of course, how we experience the body, what we project onto the body, that all arises out of the mind. And of course, we are being tricked by that all the time. So that sometimes what we experience as the body is not so much the body, it's what the mind does with it, how we react to it, how we would like it to be, how we don't want it to be, what we're anxious about. But that, I think in a strict sense, the body is it's just these four elements. That being said, it's still a really important foundation of awareness. It's really an important basis for getting a kind of a clear readout on what our mind is doing, so that using the mindfulness grounded in the body is a method, a technique that the Buddha used, and that all the great teachers have used. The early, actually the first year that I was a monk, I was in a monastery, a person came who had spent a year or two in, he'd just come from Japan, had been practicing in Zen monasteries, and all of the monasteries that he'd been at were Rinzai monasteries, and Rinzai monasteries, their particular methodology is using koans as the basis of practice. And he lived in about half his time was in a very strict training monastery, and where there's pretty much ongoing practice and sessions and intense periods of training, where people are really focusing on their koan practice, so that a particular question is asked and they have to present the answer to the teacher. And there's no immediately apparent right answer. And you present, and when you present your answer to the teacher, you do it in a very formal way. You line up and you go in, you bow three times, you pay respects, you present your answer, and then invariably the teacher dismisses you rings the bell, and that's your sign for you to go back and work on your koan again. And this particular person said he was frustrated by this the main teacher was quite a big guy, big man, and he would, he'd give his answer, and the teacher would just laugh out loud, and ring the bell and dismiss him, slap his belly, and sort of say, "Body understands." And so he'd go back and think more about how to get the right answer. But it was because the teacher was trying to get out of your head and get back in your body. But it is, it's a tool for directing attention and awareness in a way that we're able to see more clearly what are the habits and tendencies of the mind. But so that in general the body being a trickster is only another manifestation of the mind pulling something on us again.